This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, July 14th. God's word for you today is implications. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 14, verse 28 to 29, and it says, "And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, Come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus." A lot is happening here, and I pray that God's word will come alive to you in the name of Jesus. I asked myself, is it only Peter that was in that boat? Why didn't the other disciples and even Matthew, who wrote the account, also say, Lord, me too? It would have been fun. Even though they all saw Jesus, the others didn't ask to walk on water because they were more impressed by the storm than they were by Jesus. In other words, the storm was bigger to the others than Jesus was to them, so they could only see the storm. If you remember, as Peter was walking on water, when he started focusing on the storm, what happened? He began to sink. What I'm saying is, if all you can see is the storm, just stay in the boat. There are challenges in economies today. If all you can see is the trouble, just stay in the boat. If you can see Jesus, if you can see what God is doing even at this time, in the dark hours of the earth, then you should say to him, command me to come and step on the water. These times are made for men and women who can see Jesus magnified above the storms. These times are made for people who know that Jesus is King, even King over the storms. These times are made for people who will step out of the boat because Jesus says, come. So, if all you can see is the storm, please stay in the boat. Matthew chapter 14, verse 27 says, "But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." This is huge because Jesus is not only able to calm our fears, but is also able to make us walk on the storms. So the fears that come as a result of the insecurity caused by the storms, Jesus is not only able to calm the storms, but is also able to put the storms underneath your feet. And the implications of this is that Jesus is able to make us like himself. He's able to make us do things that he can do. Job chapter 9 verse 8 says, "He alone has spread out the heavens and marches on the waves of the sea." It is only Jesus, only God, that can march on the waves of the sea. And he says to Peter, "Come, come and be like me." It is an invitation to be like him. God is saying to you that if you can see Jesus even at this time, you can walk on water. And the implication is that Jesus wants you to be like him and to do the things that he did. He wants you to step up and do the miraculous. He wants you to operate in the supernatural. He wants you to be like him. Why? It is a new day. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "I see the Lord, I see the Lord. My eyes have seen the King, the Lamb upon the throne, who reigns forevermore." Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.